This week, WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2019. Today, Alex Crichton has a look at another year for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
The final inductee into the Toy Hall of Fame for 2013 is the rubber duck.
The rubber duck, the stick, the ball, the blanket, hula hoop, Play-Doh, they're all in the hall, 71 of them all together. The induction ceremony is a yearly celebration here in Rochester that dates back to 2002. First, there's the announcement of the nominees and then the inductees into the hall at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester. And it's something that tends to get quite a lot of media exposure.
At the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, it was time to reveal the latest inductees into the Toy Hall of Fame.
It's an honor to be inducted alongside so many other iconic toys.
It's the Cooperstown of Amusement, the Toy Hall of Fame.
That's right. We have a National Toy Hall of Fame. It's in Rochester, so how soon can I get there?
And sometimes it seems everyone is jumping on the Barbie, Bubbles, and Big Wheel bandwagon.
In the National Toy Hall of Fame for 200, please.
2018 inductees included the card game Uno and this type of machine with flashing lights, bumpers, and flippers. Jennifer.
What is a pinball machine?
You got it.
We are here at the Toy Hall of Fame inside the Strong Museum in Rochester, talking with Chris Prince, who's the Vice President of Collections at the museum. Chris, why a Toy Hall of Fame anyway?
We wanted to commemorate the classics of the world of toys. So just as the Baseball Hall of Fame or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame helps people remember folks who aren't necessarily the flavor of the month right now, but ones that have earned enduring attention, have become classics. So that's exactly the same case for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Bench says the Toy Hall of Fame got its start over 20 years ago in Salem, Oregon, but officials at the Strong always wanted it to be located here.
We felt really cheated that this little museum in Salem, Oregon had beat us to the punch on founding it. A.C. Gilbert's Discovery Village, they were called at the time. So they inducted toys for a few years, and then in 2002, they kind of got worn out by the process and handed off. With happiness on both sides that the Toy Hall could come to Rochester and be at the home of the biggest toy, game, doll, video game collection in the world.
The winners are chosen on the advice of historians and educators, following a process that begins with nominations from the public. And to make the Hall of Fame, toys must have inspired creative play across generations. The Hall attracts a lot of visitors each year, and for young moms like Shannon Malley of Spencerport, these classic toys have been a big part of growing up. Not only for her, but her children, too.
They all deserve to be there, but my favorite is probably the crayons, and the Barbies were a good childhood favorite, and she's just getting into Barbies. This is my daughter, Charlotte. What's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy is my stuffed animals.
Oh, you like the My Little Pony, all your My Little Pony stuffed animals, huh? Who's your favorite My Little Pony?
Rarity.
Rarity, yeah.
Chris Prince, who's Vice President of Collections at the museum. I guess it was the 8-ball that finally made the list. It was nominated, I don't know, 7 or 8 times. Is there a current Susan Lucci of the Toy Hall of Fame?
Of the toys that were finalists in 2019, the one that's been a finalist the most times is My Little Pony.
Ooh, sorry, kid. Oh, well, there's always next year, and another class of classic toys making it into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Alex Crichton, WXXI News.